Benefit cap defeat for government. Karen Seema, Mansfield Socialist Party. A court challenge was won on the 22nd of June against the enforcement of the benefit cap for people with children under 2 years old. This is set at £23,000 in London and £20,000 outside the capital. The ruling was made in response to a judicial review, brought by four lone parent families, shockingly including two who had been made homeless due to domestic violence. To avoid the cap, they had to be able to work at least 16 hours a week. Because they could not, the cap was enforced. What is forgotten here is that the cap amount includes housing benefit, which goes to the landlord of your property. It is not money that can be used for day-to-day expenses. Even the High Court judge said the cap was causing real misery to these families, and it served no real purpose. Not surprisingly, the government intends to appeal, and insists that the cap incentivizes work. That's doubler speak for, we want to punish you, because you are unemployed. The Victorians had the same attitude to those who were unfortunate enough to have no work. This is yet another example of the war that is being waged against working class people by those who seek to govern us. It is not a measure that saves the government a huge amount of money, but it is designed to make life just that little bit more difficult, to wear us down, so that we will not fight back. We need to show them we know their game, and we won't take any more. The ruling class is terrified of our power and strength when united. Let's use it to bring an end to the benefit cap, benefit cuts and all austerity. Labour under Jeremy Corbyn's leadership could deliver real improvements to workers' living standards. Let's kick out the weak and divided Tories and get Corbyn in as soon as possible.